जय राधा माधव पुण्य विहारी
And now chapter 12, the dynasty of Kusha, the son of Lord Ramchandra. Shukdev Goswami said, The son of Ramchandra was Kusha. The son of Kusha was Atiti. The son of Atiti was Nishida. And the son of Nishida was Nabha. The son of Nabha was Pundarika. And from Pundarika came a son named Kshemadanva. The son of Kshemadanva was Devanika. Devanika's son was Aniha. Aniha's son was Pariyatra, and Pariyatra's son was Balastala. The son of Balastala was Vajranabha, who was said to have been born from the effulgence of the sun god. The son of Vajranabha was Sagana, and his son was Vidriti. The son of Vidriti was Hiranyanabha, who became a disciple of Jaimini and became a great acharya of mystic yoga. It is from Hiranyanabha that the great saint Yajnavalkya learned the highly elevated system of mystic yoga known as Adhyatma Yoga, which can loosen the knots of material attachment in the heart. The son of Hiranyanabha was Pushpa, and the son of Pushpa was Dhruvasandhi. The son of Dhruvasandhi was Sudarshan, whose son was Agnivarna. The son of Agnivarna was named Shigra, and his son was Maru. Having achieved perfection in the power of mystic yoga, Maru still lives in a place known as Kalapagram. At the end of Kali Yuga, he will revive the lost Surya dynasty by begetting a son. From Maru was born a son named Prasushruta. From Prasushruta came Sandhi. From Sandhi came Amarshana. And from Amarshana, a son named Mahasvan. From Mahasvan, Vishvabahu took his birth. From Vishvabahu came a son named Prasenajit. From Prasenajit came Takshaka. And from Takshaka came Brihadbala, who was killed in a fight by your father. All these kings in the dynasty of Ikshvaku have passed away. Now please listen as I describe the kings who will be born in the future. From Brihadbala will come Brihadrana. The son of Brihadrana will be Urukriya, who will have a son named Vatsavridha. Vatsavridha will have a son named Prativyoma, and Prativyoma will have a son named Banu, from whom Divaka, a great commander of soldiers, will take birth. Thereafter, from Divaka will come a son named Sahadeva, and from Sahadeva a great hero named Brihadashva. From Brihadashva will come Banuman. And from Banuman will come Pratikashva. The son of Pratikashva will be Supratika. Thereafter, from Supratika will come Marudeva. From Marudeva, Sunakshatra. From Sunakshatra, Pushkara. And from Pushkara, Antariksha. The son of Antariksha will be Sutapa, and his son will be Amitrajit. From Amitrajit will come a son named Brihadraja. From Brihadraja will come Bari. And from Bari will come Kritanjaya. The son of Kritanjaya will be known as Rananjaya, and from him will come a son named Sanjaya. From Sanjaya will come Shakya. From Shakya will come Shudoda. And from Shudoda will come Langala. From Langala will come Prasenajit. And from Prasenajit, Kshudraka. From Kshudraka will come Ranaka. From Ranaka will come Surata. And from Surata will come Sumitra, ending the dynasty. This is a description of the dynasty of Brihadbala. The last king in the dynasty of Ikshvaku will be Sumitra. After Sumitra, there will be no more sons in the dynasty of the sun god, and thus the dynasty will end. Thus ends the 12th chapter of the 9th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled The Dynasty of Kusha, the Son of Lord Ramchandra.